This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Definition of the Holy Month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Ramadan, or the holy month of Ramadan, is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. It is a month during which Muslims observe fasting from morning twilight, which is the Fajr prayers, the morning prayers, to the evening twilight, which is the Maghrib prayers. The term Ramadan is literally driven from Al-Ramd, which means burning heat of the sun. It is believed that this name is given to the fasting month due to the thirst experienced during fasting. You know, if you're under the scorching heat of sun and it is warm, the climate is warm, the weather is warm, and you are sweating, right? And you're not allowed to drink water. Just imagine, right? This feeling that you have at that point and the realization of how important water is for you to survive, this is one of the aspects of the philosophy behind the month of Ramadan. So we start knowing about the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted upon us, and we take them for granted. It is narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the name is given to the fasting month because fasting burns the sins. Now, this is another dimension of why Ramadan is named Ramadan, that the sins and the shortcomings and the flaws that we have, you know, they need to be burned. They need to be eradicated from our lives. And how do we do that? Ramadan is the month where we practice to stay away from every sort of sin and unrecommended act. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the definition of the holy month of Ramadan, and why this month is called Ramadan. According to some narrations, Ramadan is one of the names of Allah, and hence, the more appropriate way to refer to the month of fasting is to say the month of Ramadan, not just Ramadan. Narrations allude and point to this fact that since it is the name of Allah, it should not be just used without a prefix, right? The month of Ramadan, or Shahru Ramadan, or the Mah of Ramadan, right? Or, you know, in Farsi it's called Mah, and then in Urdu it's called Mahina. So, you know, all of these prefixes are recommended to be used before the word Ramadan. We should, however, bear in mind that the term Ramadan without the prefix, the month, is also mentioned in many ahadith with reference to the month of fasting. You know, it is the month where Muslims and the believers, they fast. Hence, it seems that the recommendation for the expression of the month of Ramadan, that is, to add the prefix, is with respect to the Quranic expression as mentioned in Surah 2, which is chapter 2, and verse number 185. And as honor to this holy month, which is referred to in the words of Prophet, the month of Allah, Shahrullah. You know, there are many beautiful things about the month of Ramadan, and one of them is that Allah has called it to be His own month. Now, we do acknowledge that all of the months and all of the times and all of the ages, they belong to Allah and none else. But when it comes to this special month, Allah Himself calls it to be His own month. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.